I'm delighted to say I'm joined by Donegal manager Mickey McCann, who's joined us here. Mickey, unfortunately suspended for today, so he's been up here at the back of the stand along with us. Listen, Mickey, Donegal was right in that game there up to the closing 5 minutes. Is that a hard defeat to take, is it?
Look, there was nothing in the two teams, to be honest, and we come down here believing we could win it, actually, or nobody else maybe did, but within our group now, morale victories are no good anymore, you know, and when you apply pressure and intensity to any team, you know, you ask questions of them. We've done that. We just didn't keep the scoreboard ticking over, and we had chances in the first half maybe to go in one or two points up, yeah. You know, and then the second half we had a goal chance that probably should have been passed across the box for a tap-in, and we decided to shoot and got nothing off and straight down the pitch and over the bar. So then we things turn games like this, and yeah. It's a learning experience for us. You know, we have a lot of young boys out there, but look, to be fair, I say we'll not be happy getting beat. It's a morale victory. It's no good for us anymore, actually. We really won.
But you put it up to me at the start of the second half. You were playing very, very impressively in that third quarter, you were, Mickey.
We did, and as I say, we had all our chances maybe to get two or three points up, you know, and we had 1 point up at one stage, but at that stage you maybe should have been three or four, you know, and a wee purple patch from them, maybe then you could have outstood it, you know, but to be fair, they seen the game out there well, and then we pushed on, they opened the spaces up, and their clinical forwards there, but to be fair, our full back line, they're very, very good today, and half back line, you know, you see that number 15 O'Halloran coming off there with scoring big tallies every week, you know, and the likes of Steve McBride and Mick and doing great jobs, and players that quality, you know. I feel defensively we were fairly sound, you know. Up front, I feel we left too many chances behind us, you know.
Jack O'Regan was a bit of a handful today, was he?
He was, and look, he only came on as a sub the last day, but he's a high scorer for them. Look, Cricky had a decent enough game on him, but he got a few scores in the second half, actually, but he always was a player of that calibre. But I feel we still had our chances up on our end to get something out of the game.
Is it good now ahead of championship? Danny's back, Declan's back, Stephen Gillespie went to just in the second half as well. Big pluses as we go to 2 weeks' time.
Big pluses and a lot of questions now for me. Who's going to get these jerseys? Because the boys have started the day, you know, done a great job, and they put us in a great position at half time, you know. And we come on, Declan got a nice point there, you know, and Danny only back, so you can't expect too much of them, Oisín, but we needed game time in them moving on to the championship, and look, we're in a good place. These young boys have asked questions, these boys coming back, and that's what you need pressure in every jersey, and we've got that here now.
Yeah, do you feel that you're in a better place now at this stage of the year than when you were last year, Mickey, as a group?
Maybe, Oisín, just a wee thing there, sometimes going into the championship, when we're in this league, it's like championship all year, because you've got to put high performances every week at this level for us to stay in it, and we know that, so it's carrying it on in. We just need to carry that same kind of performance in and work rate, you know. I suppose the last 2 years we didn't carry it in, to be fair, you know, and Tyrone turned us over 2 years in a row, and the championship and the ground gets harder, you've got to up it again, you know, and I feel we're in a good place, yes, but we're going to have to carry on and up things again, because Wicklow will be coming to Letterkenny and the likes of Roscommon. There's nothing going to be handed yet. It's probably as tough a Nicky record in years with Wicklow, Roscommon and Armagh all in it, actually. So points aren't easy to be got from it, you know.
But do you believe, does the group believe that they can win it? Because Jack told me during the week in the preview the two targets will stay in the division and win the Nicky record.
Yes, we believe. Well, any team that I'm involved in, I feel like there's a chance every day you go out, and there's no doubt that we us getting to the 2B final today, that we'll be possibly favourites for the Nicky record now, and we'll be tagged at. We've beaten Wicklow, and Roscommon's only coming up from 3A, so we'll have to carry that tag going into it now. People will be saying Donegal will be a hard team to beat in the Nicky record, but we know ourselves in a group in the last 2 years, you know, that didn't get us through over the line, so we've got to up it every week and keep pressure on the jerseys as was happening, and players coming back in, Oisín.
Just finally then, I know it's defeat here today, but it was an extra game for you, which is important game time as you go to championship, Mickey, to get it in the legs.
Yeah, it's an important game, clearly, and it's getting these young players to play in big games that matter, and under that pressure, you know, and I felt they all stepped up well, so it's definitely a learning experience for us, you know. 2A would have been asked next year, to be honest, you know, we possibly would have been struggling to stay in it, Oisín, but the experience would have been great with the likes maybe of or Kerry or somebody coming to Letterkenny, and maybe you get more supporters out to games like that. But it's been a successful year so far. Hopefully we can carry it on through now to the Nicky record.
Are you back on the line for the championship?
Back in, Oisín. Unfortunately the rule changed 3 weeks ago, where a one match ban is what you normally get, but it's a 4 week suspension now, so look, I'll be back for the Fermanagh game, so I'll be happy to get back.
It's a bit different up here, isn't it? You'd rather be down there.
It is, Oisín, but to be fair, you get a good view of things, and you know, and you can talk down to the boys and see a lot, but I'll be like to get back on the sideline the next day out.
Okay.